Reigning in light, consumption. Consumption, to use, to eat, to buy, to satisfy, to destroy. As humans, we consume many things and in many ways. What we're learning is that too much of anything can be detrimental to us, even water. Many moons ago, tuberculosis, the disease that attacks the lungs and causes the affected individual to waste away, was called consumption. And because it affected and literally consumed the person. While this is extreme, and probably for another topic or episode, the concern with consumption is just that, allowing ourselves to become consumed in such a way where we lose ourselves. You are what you eat isn't solely based on the food we consume, but what we do and the company we keep. We are learning to live well and by allowing our mind, body, and spirit to act inseparably. Our body will remind our mind and our mind will remind our spirit, and all in no order and whenever needed. Through breathing, this is possible. When we're intentionally taking a breath, we pretty much pause to brace ourselves for the calm to pass through us, relaxing our mind and inviting our spirit to take over and to guide us. Breathing in this way is effective, and with practice, we can learn to deliver fresh air to our systems and remove the expired air and what was used in past minutes and for past situations. Renew. Humans cannot survive without oxygen. Deep breathing allows us the opportunity to live well and by releasing and reducing toxins within our body. Think of toxins as a buildup of waste, and waste is what weighs us down and strips us of our health, our mental, physical, and spiritual health. We breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide, which is a toxin to the human body, but is transformed for our plants. Nature's own recycling system at work here. The very plants that we need to breathe need us too. Connected. Consumption. Sometimes in life, it is not what we do, but how we do it. It's not about what we say, but how we say it. The same is true for other consumptions and when we consider the scale of our world and all of our many encounters. Consumption isn't just about what we eat and drink, it is about all that we consume. This includes all that we take in through all of our senses and how it affects us positively, negatively, or not at all. When we consume, we then process in just the same as eating and then digesting. There are some foods and drinks that don't and won't sit right with us. We can develop an allergy or even food poisoning. When we consume material using our other senses, our emotions may be impacted, and we could experience feelings that we'd rather not. We could also experience feelings that we deem acceptable. Hearing or seeing something scary could trigger a nightmare, while smelling something off-putting could trigger nausea. Feeling sadness could trigger heartache or heartbreak. The list goes on. And if we're living in reality, the chances are high that we'll have these sorts of experiences, and sometimes there is no way around them. We just have to grow through them and from them. Our brain learns in just the same as our body and through experiences. It is certainly our brain and our body working together and inseparably. Consumption. When we consider this, think of how our body uses signals to help us through all situations. Sometimes our body will use signals that have been stored years ago to support us on and through our journey. The signals include cautions and stayaways. This is growth. Consumption is sometimes indicative of our life. Eating healthy food, drinking water, avoiding excess sugars and excess carbs, and hard-to-digest products, and foods that do not turn to good energy contributes to our overall health. Watching or listening to information about growth, development, healthy living, nature, positive social interactions, and concepts of peace may lead us to having a worldview that is tolerant, diverse, and inclusive. Consumption, what we choose, can consume our lives and even when we've closed the source or turned it off. Consumption is about how we live in our spaces. It is about organization, decluttering as necessary, internally and externally. Zen is a concept for building and sealing ourselves inside our body, our mind, and our spirit, and also for building and sealing the spaces we live in. Zen is a practice of thought, of absorption, meditation, and regarding self-control and insight. Consumption is about self-control and the insight that we use in determining how we want to live. Utilizing self-control supports simplicity, which lends to our thoughts of consumption, only taking what we need on our journey, nothing more and nothing less. In all of our episodes, we're pulling from all practices and concepts of peace. We're pulling from spiritualities and philosophies that are embedded within peace and love for ourselves and for others. We're pulling from ideologies of the brotherhood and sisterhood of humanity. We are borrowing a little bit of this and a little bit of that in order to make the tastiest soul and comfort food for our spiritual consumption. We're making enough to share with everyone. Everyone who comes in peace has a seat at this table. As we continue on our journey, we will be aware of our very own words that we consume, being reminded here that only we can change what is within. Attention to our perspective will change our attitude. Attention to our consumption will change our mental, physical, and spiritual composition. Just as a proper eating diet can help remove waste from our body, a proper thinking and acting diet can remove waste from our mind and from our spirit. When we view consumption from a consumer's perspective, that is the buying of goods and materials, know that all of this will be worn out at some point. Know that fads will continue to change. Let's be prepared for the change that is going on within us. Let's consume what is lasting and for what will last. The spirit. Consumption. Know that what we consume, we will become. Know that what consumes us controls us. Consume your inner beauty. Consume your inner peace. Consume your inner light. Consume the concept of you reigning in light.